If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Greg Carroll is the Director of Partnerships and Events for the Uptown Chamber of Commerce. Argyle Night Market is back, right? You guys kind of taken a hit because of construction, right?
Yes. We've had some challenges over, I'd say, the last few years, but we are back. We're always excited to say that. Back for our 11th season. We've got a couple under our belt so far. It's every Thursday in July and August, so two down, but we've got plenty of opportunity to still come. We've got seven more markets to go.
And Greg, I haven't figured out what the hours are. That's what I want to know.
Yeah, so it's 5 to 9 p.m., although it's not as late as some of the traditional night markets you'll find in Asia that we try to emulate. We do kind of operate within the city guidelines. So it starts at 5, and then we wrap it up around 9 p.m.
It would be so fun if you really could go to, like, I don't know, midnight, 1, 2 in the morning. I've been to night markets in New Orleans where they go to 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yes, and we have plenty of people that ask for that, and so maybe someday we'll get to that point. We do have a live stage that brings entertainment, both cultural and headliner bands, all kinds of performers. So I'm sure the neighbors on that street might not appreciate that.
Yeah.
So right now we try to be respectful and wrap it up by 9.
So Uptown has a large Asian population. Is that why you chose to make the Argyle Night Market similar to what you might see in Asian countries?
Yeah, we really are so proud of the Argyle Commercial Corridor that's really been in formation, I think, since the early 70s. There were a lot of refugees coming that were fleeing Vietnam. There were businesses that were moving up from Chinatown and looking for a new place. Just a whole myriad of businesses that opened up in that corridor that kind of represent a whole diaspora of Asian cultures and just kind of made this kind of unique space within Chicago. So I think a lot of people are familiar with Chinatown. Many are familiar with Argyle, but not, you know, to the same extent. So we actually worked with the Urban Land Institute years ago to kind of do a study of the Argyle corridor in the Argyle area, to be like, hey, what can we be doing? This is kind of a unique spot in our city. What can we do to highlight that and elevate it? And one of their recommendations was to do a night market. Brings a lot of positive foot traffic. I think Argyle has struggled with safety in the past. And so an event like this brings so much positive foot traffic, that creates public safety. And then it also, of course, even whether a business has a booth at the night market or not, just the people walking down Argyle, they just get exposed to so many new businesses that maybe they didn't know were there.
Yeah, you're right. When you put people in the streets for something positive, crime goes down. You know, there's no room for the criminals to take over. This is Chicago's only permitted weekly street festival. That had to be a big undertaking.
Yeah, so we've been doing it for years, and so it kind of started out a little bit more closer to the farmers market model, though we were never truly a farmers market. We kind of operated under that kind of guideline and program. But then I think when we start seeing the numbers, we'll see upwards of 5,000 people come through, you know, on any given Thursday, and there's so much incredible prepared food on the street. And so would the city move us to a street fest model, which we understand. And we started thinking, I think where so many of the street fests tend to happen on the weekend, they're Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we started thinking, we're like, yeah, we think that we're the only one that happens on a weekly basis on Thursday nights. And so, yeah, I think it's just something kind of unique and special that we're able to offer, Chicagoans that are looking. You know, I think a lot of us have that Thursday evening mindset of we're almost to the weekend, we're ready to go out and do something fun, and especially in the summer. So that's exciting to have all those folks come to Argyle on Thursday nights.
So live entertainment, lots of great food. Could you give us an idea of what kind of food that we could sample there?
Yeah, we have. We're really excited that a number of our local Uptown restaurants are able to participate. I'd say one of the most popular ones is Da Nang Kitchen, which is Vietnamese cuisine. And they offer just a number of dishes that I probably couldn't name them off the top of my head, but you know, you'll have some incredible rice dishes, some egg rolls, some delicious meats that come in marinades that we'll never know the secrets to how they're made,
right.
But are so delicious. We have pink noodle that's there. Kigolani, which is an incredible Oaxacan restaurant that's just around the corner from Argyle, will be there starting soon. And I know that's a crowd favorite as well. You can get boba tea, just all kinds of incredible things.
And do you have a website?
We do. ExploreUptown.org is the best way to find information about the night market.
And the last time we talked about Uptown was a few months ago when Jamal Cole, the CEO of My Block, My Hood, My City, chose yours as one of the first six neighborhoods that he would stay in. It's a 6 or 7 year project. Did you have a chance to interact with him?
We did. He came in, and our team at Uptown United and the Uptown Chamber had just a great round table. He's such a great, he's just an inspiring Chicagoan, and we love what he's doing. We love this idea that he's living in all these different neighborhoods for a month at a time. So we were really excited to have him in Uptown. Just had a great round table with him to just kind of answer his questions. Just provide them a little bit of like our understanding of Uptown, both past and present, where we'd like to see the neighborhood go. We just appreciate him kind of shining a spotlight on all these neighborhoods that he's going to.
Yeah, we check in with him every month. He had great things to say about Uptown. Argyle Night Market underway Thursdays, every Thursday through what month?
The last one will be August 28th. So every Thursday in July and August.
Thank you so much for joining us, Greg.
Thanks, Lisa.